brought to you by Penguin.
See Me Rolling, on Disability, Equality and 10-Point Turns, by Lottie Jackson. Read by Tamarin Payne. Introduction. Disability. Noun. 1. An illness, injury, or condition that makes it difficult for someone to do the things that other people do. 2. A disadvantage. I'm going to level with you. Forget everything you've been led to believe about disability. You've been sold a lie. Disability is not a laminated blue badge, nor an accessibility-themed emoji. And it's certainly not a members-only club where the cognoscenti are granted VIP status amid the chintz walls, shadow-strewn mahogany and heady flow of Negronis. But it's quite simple, actually. Disability is the resistance to let your body define you. It's the everyday and it's the future of missed opportunity. It's also the uproarious triumphs and quirky adaptations that make life that little bit smoother. Have you tried a one-touch tin opener? But most of all, it's a steely grip on optimism, the sheer refusal to give up when everything, for a while, feels bleak. I've spent the past several years trying to negotiate a new relationship to my physical abilities, fighting the internal, unceasing frustration that I can no longer nip to the shops just for the hell of it, or ramble through the city, placing one foot in front of the other. To zip, dash, dart, and dive are deleted from my lexicon. But their trace remains. The feeling of striding along rain-dashed, glistening streets, drippy street lamps swallowed up by the evening vibrations of the city, the metallic thrum of traffic bouncing down cobbled alleys as the waggling tongues of strangers suck you in. All those magical, spontaneous freedoms that can now feel out of reach. Since birth, I've had a generalised muscle weakness disability, a rare, non-progressive condition affecting my physical strength. For a long time, this condition didn't pose many constraints on my day-to-day life. I grew up with the belief that most things were achievable and nothing insurmountable. Then, plot twist. Just as I was approaching adulthood, I faced several years of intermittent yet severe illness, such as serious pneumonia, which entailed long spells in intensive care. This has significantly impacted my mobility and stamina. Just getting around has become more challenging, so I'm dependent on places being easy to access. It has also affected the physical strength of my voice and, due to factors like noisy environments, it is sometimes hard to make myself heard or speak at length. Now, there's an infinite vulnerability that comes with knowing that my experience in the world is shaped by elements out of my control. Being heavily reliant on external circumstances, like the accessibility of buildings or tolerant attitudes, is daunting. At times, nails on chalkboard excruciating. I have been forced to accept unwanted limits on my independence. In my head, I wade and paddle through the currents of the past, of adventure and blissful possibility. I try to immerse myself in the ripples of normality. To forget this can no longer be action through my body and hold on to the vestiges of my past self. But for every reverie, there comes that crest of breathless realization. Naturally, it's easy to feel both furious and fatalistic about this, to tell myself that all these limits placed on my power makes it hardly worth utilizing at all. But a new reality has given me something I never expected, something that has struck my soul, defining my perspective in ways that I am only beginning to unravel. Disruption has been the trigger for an invigorating purpose, creativity and ambition in my life. What was once dismantling is now anchoring. I'll admit it has taken time to unearth this personal truth, to discard the exhausting stigmas and enraging delusions about disability that have tried to engulf me, and accept that my disability...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?